HarperCollins presents Liverpool Daisy by Helen Forrester. Read by Lizzie Hopley. Chapter 1. The morning of the death of Daisy Gallagher's mother, Mrs. Mary Ellen O'Brien, began like any other morning. "And yet, you know, Mog," Daisy once remarked to her aged tomcat, "it was the beginning, the cause of me slide. I didn't fall into trouble. I slid. And at times, Mog, it was pure murder." Moggy stared back at her with sad, unblinking eyes, as if to indicate that if a woman imagined that life could be anything better than pure murder, she needed her head examining. As if to mourn the passing of Mrs. O'Brien, the clouds lay low along the Mersey, and occasionally thin rain spread up the river like a bolt of grey georgette being hastily unrolled, a wavering wetness hardly dappling the heaving waters. Through its dimming folds, freighters and ferryboats passed like silent spectres, their lights unearthly in the poor visibility of the morning. Through the dockside streets, men clattered in worn-out boots, cloth caps set low over their eyes, stained cloth coats already wet, as they went to sign on for work, which did not always materialise in those hard days of 1931. A spatter of rain swept over Dingle Point and across the Herculaneum dock. It pattered softly on the slate roofs of the tightly packed houses, which faced each other across each street like courting cats about to spring. The house which Daisy Gallagher and her sailor husband shared with her mother was much older than the rest, and did not return the stare of another house. It faced directly towards the river, and the rain struck its window pane squarely with a sharp pit-pat, as if it were trying to rouse the dead woman within. For 100 years the rain and wind had been buffeting its grey stone walls and solid oak door, making the windows rattle in warning of bad weather coming up the river. "Och, who cares about the weather?" Daisy would sometimes say to her dearest friend and sister-in-law, Nellie O'Brien. And Nellie, who looked so frail that a puff of wind would blow her away, would nod her greying head gently in agreement, knowing that nothing as minor as bad weather would upset buxom, cheerful Daisy. Daisy would push an old stocking filled with sand across the bottom of the front door to keep the draught out, and would say, without fail, "Me grandmother was born in this house, just after me great-grandma came from Ireland in 1836. If she could stand it, I can." As yet unaware that her mother would never again complain of the draughts, Daisy looked out of the living room window and clucked irritably to herself when she saw the overcast day. It looked as if winter was going to set in early. She picked up a steaming mug of tea from the crowded table and tramped slowly up the worn wooden stairs to the front bedroom. "Here's your tea, ma'am," she announced as she marched into the low-ceilinged, chilly room. There was no reply. Cold, unmoving eyes returned Daisy's glance. Mrs. O'Brien would never need tea again. Pure terror paralysed Daisy for a moment. Then she quavered, "Ma'am?" as if she hoped to waken her. "Here, ma'am." Fearfully, Daisy approached the bed and tentatively touched the already cold hand on the dirty blanket. "Oh, ma'am! Oh, Jesus, Mary!" She felt, as she gasped out this plea for divine help, that part of her own body had been torn from her. The pain of separation was so intense. She stifled a desire to scream for help. It was no use screaming if there was nobody to hear. With a trembling hand, she put down the mug on the mantelpiece, and she leaned over cautiously to cover Mrs. O'Brien's waxen face with the end of the blanket. Her lips quivered as she sought to keep herself calm. She ran down the stairs and out of the house as if the devil was after her. The street was deserted, the pavement heavy with drops of mist. The damp pierced her tight-fitting cotton blouse, and her heavy black skirt whipped uncomfortably around her legs as she sped round the corner and up the sloping side street to the house where great-aunt Mary Devlin rented a room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?